Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Detroit and all our global listeners, you are on the air live with Poetic Energy here on the Poetic Energy Network Station. We have officially changed our name to the Poetic Energy Network Station from Poetic Energy Radio. We're revamping a lot of things and getting it going here for you guys. But I am so excited this evening. I got a lot of messages from Facebook for a lot of poets seeing that they're going to come through. We have a lot of newcomers coming to the show this evening, so we're definitely looking forward to that. But we're going to pop it off tonight with some spoken word for you. You know, here on the show, we like to keep a lot of our artists in rotation, and what better night to do that than on the open mic night. So we're going to get it off and popping from one of our artists from the Michigan area. This is one of my favorite neo-soul spoken word artists. And we're going to start it off and pop it off with a little bit of Mr. Hakeem Crampton, straight up brother, a neo-soul poet, spoken word artist, straight out of the Michigan area. And this is his track with Who Am I?
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rise of armies.
Who am I?
And yet I never fall.
Who am I? Who am
I? I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time that never ceases.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
I move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
At the speed of light. Before there was light,
who am I?
I traveled swiftly.
Who am I?
My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed.
Who am I?
That descends from my pedigree.
Who am I?
The universe writes my history.
Who am I?
Through the signs and symbols of the stars.
Who am I?
Casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrows its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star. And yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I?
The life germ that grows.
Who am
grows under my spell.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the season of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the
who
hurricane
am I? Who am I?
In the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land.
Who am
and
I?
Yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. That was a hot track by Mr. Hakeem Crampton, spoken word, neo-soul spoken word artist straight out of the Michigan area with Who Am I? That was a hot joint right there. So we are so looking forward to the poets. I'm getting a lot of messages from Facebook that a lot of poets are going to come through and share pieces. We have some newcomers coming this evening and to share their voice here for the first time here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And I see that my co-host has arrived in the building, so we're going to just connect him right on in. All right, Stevie G, how you doing this evening?
Hey, girl, what's good?
Oh, all is good and all is well.
Glad hello, everybody out there in the chat room.
All right. We definitely are looking forward to all the people that are coming through tonight. But we're going to, without further ado, take the first caller on the air. Good evening. You are on the air with 908. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Joanne Payne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you? You made it.
Yes, I did. Thank you for inviting me. Poetic Energy. Thank you.
So welcome. I am so anticipating that piece you have. All right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go on and let it flow.
Okay. It's called Facebook Friendship.
All
okay.
Right.
A punctuation mark smile on your page offers me congratulations on a job well done. Thank you, FaceMate, picture on a computer, status update. You just changed your profile. Gotta wait to see what you're up to now, while pictures of your children invite me to function after function, a yes, no, maybe luncheon, or a party, Bacardi and Hennessy flowing freely. Who, me? Facebook friend number 183? Really? So we can small talk about nothing, meaningless drivel, comfortable, polite conversation with pleasantries in the middle. For we have grown accustomed to insights by invite into each other's life or into the morsel we choose to share on Facebook. I think I will take a look at your page, your info, while you bless me with your innermost post. But who are you, and quite frankly, who are you to me? High school first date, elementary space mate, preschool play date. Seriously, do you really laugh out loud or like what I embed? Honestly, why do you feel the need to comment on what I just said? Why is it that we can't wait for an update on our cell phone when we're not home? Beep, beep, who can it be? Some friend requesting Facebook anonymity, or some other false hope blowing smoke pretense of a friend who really doesn't like or know me? Blow me. Yup, I'm talking to you, and you know why and who I'm referring to. Unfriend, check. Block user, check. Are you sure? Double check. You unsupportive, jealous-hearted, about to be forgotten semblance of a friend. Relationship, end. Click, enter. Friendship, undo. Invisibility. And now that's the end of you, virtual friend. Peace.
All right.
Wait a minute, my sister. We're starting to cut away. We got to clap you up and show some love.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was.
Thank you. I'm going to put it on your site, actually, tonight. I just wanted this to be the first place I debuted it. No one's ever heard it before.
Yes. Oh, we're so glad that you debuted it on our show. I was so anticipating that piece from you. And, oh, I am so glad you did it because you did it. And you know what? There's so much truth in that. It ain't even funny.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Yes, we so appreciate you, and I thank was it Michael for connecting us?
Yes. Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Yes.
So I so appreciate you, sister. You're always welcome here on the Poetic Energy Network station anytime you wish to share your voice.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you next Thursday.
All right. We're going to keep the show going. That was Ms. Joy Taylor with Facebook Friends. That piece was off the chain. Well, you know how we got to do it. We got to keep it all rotating and keeping it going here. And you know how we do. We mix it up with a little bit of tracks, a little bit of music, and whatever you want to come through with and showcase your talent. You're certainly free to do that here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We are going to play a quick track, and then perhaps I'll come back with a piece in here. Let's keep it rolling here. All righty. I am definitely really trying to push a lot of our artists, and here's another track from a spoken word artist here in the Detroit area, and his name is Key Air, and this piece is Stop the Violence, y'all.
And 6 o'clock news. magazines, newspapers, radio, all singing the blues. But can you name that tune? The name of that tune is violence. Violence on the TV, violence at the movies, violence on the video games, violence projected into city streets, violence in newspapers read while getting eats. We are massively exposed as we maintain our compose as the media disclose violence throughout the world. Violent acts flashing before our faces, brainwashing, a new way of thinking, a new way of actions, chemical reactions, violent actions from factions, minds held in traction, being exposed to violent actions. The continuation, perpetuation, and simulation of violence is a violation of peace. Peace separated as far as the West is from the East. There's no rest for the least, no rest for the wicked. They must be about their evil father's business, the business of killing, stealing, and destroying lives that's been built up, drinking from the glass of violence. This cup they cannot pass up, stuck up on videos that brainwash their minds, warp their minds to violence. Deception is the way into the mind. Eyes blinded by the fog of misinformation, blinded by the calculated destruction of a black nation, committing spiritual hairy-carry, letting dark negative light of violent sexual images enter into eye gates, enter into ear gates, reprogramming minds. Manifesting warp actions, acting out videos played in their mind. Warped manifestations you'll find entering into the iris of the eye. Changing brainwaves, common sense no sign. Violation of brainwaves through dark beats. Dark beats eat away self-discipline. Dark beats eat away self-control. Changing cerebral cortexes, manipulating altered states of mind. Viruses replicating, alternating brain cells, misfiring electrical signals, altering trains of thought. To evil thought, to evil bought, paid in full, a full manifestation of an altered state of mind. There was no sign that these actions of violence originated with seeds planted in the origins of the mind. In the origin of the mind. Around the mind. The mind is the battleground. The mind is the battleground. Surround your mind with psalms. Surround your mind with proverbs. Surround your mind with chapters and verses. Peace.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Kier with Stop the Violence. And I love how he ended the piece by saying peace. That is definitely, he has shared the stage with many influential people, and I thank him for wanting to share his voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're going to keep it going here this evening. I'm just going to quickly remind you the caller number is 917-932-8881, and we do have quite a few people on the switchboard. I'm just going to remind you, because I know some people are first coming this evening. When you call in, you select option one, and that will alert me that you are wanting to speak and share a piece over the airwaves. So if you do that, select option one, that should alert me that you are holding on to speak. Otherwise, I would just assume that you are tuning in and just hanging out with us, and we certainly appreciate that, too. All right. Without further ado, I'm going to take a little sip of water here. And I'm going to share.
What you drive from?
Huh?
I said, what you drive from?
What am I drive from? That's what all of that talking. That's why I usually try to. All right, here. We're going to get one of. This is from one of my. I'll probably share something from each one of my books this evening. This one I shared actually last night on Strong segment of the open mic. This is from my book, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Flashes. It's not really an erotic piece, it's more a sensual piece, but I'm going to fit it anyway, y'all. All right, this piece is entitled Eclipse. I don't know what it was. The moment our eyes locked, we gazed at one another from across the room. I knew that somehow our souls would form the perfect eclipse. We would become as one, no guessing to be done. He signaled me to the garden under a ray of twinkling stars. He said to me, when I look upon your face, I see an angelic face of a woman who I see as the one. And I paused and recited, when I see you, I see a man of strength. I see my knight in shining armor and a love and passion that no one can pull asunder. He caressed my face and I looked at the page. As the moon was set, we moved to a more sacred place. He released my straps and looked upon my chocolate towel with total adoration. I released his belt and his suspended strap and was prepared for the night's duration. And from my melons, he pleasured in dispensing my sweet honey sap. He laid me down in our sacred passage and I spread my pretty wings. His essence into my zone, the groans, the moans, ooh, he is definitely in the zone. The rest of the heat was like an erupted volcanic explosion. The friction was like an erotic earthquake, like an unexpected eclipse. His world engulfed my world, and his fragrance sprayed over my pasture like the fresh morning dew mist. He put the arch in my back, the stretch in my neck, his lips meshed with mine. Oh, that kiss, his myth, took me on a journey of undeniable bliss. My neck and my back. With his romantic prowess, his passion was not slack. He succeeded in knowing what I needed. He was the real deal. He earned a golden seal. Our union was meant to be. He put the arch in my neck and the stretch in my neck. And we formed the perfect lover's eclipse. And it was on display for the whole world to see. That's my piece, Eclipse. All right.
That it?
Yes. You want more food?
You go, girl. You got to give yourself some love.
Right, we're going to keep the show going here. And we're going to take the next caller on the line. Good evening, caller from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Oh, we're great.
Good. I'm going to do something funny tonight. The title of this piece is Don't Drop the Soap.
Ooh.
Okay.
He said, ooh.
We're going to have to turn up the volume for that.
I bet you had, you ready? Don't drop the soap. I bet you had a hope. Dude, don't drop the soap. I bet you find it hard to cope. Dude, you're rude and crude and full of dirt and oil. Wash yourself clean because you are mean. I don't want to be on your team. You hung yourself from a short rope. When you shower, dude, don't drop the soap. Next time you'll treat someone right. Next time you'll want to do it too. Next time maybe you'll want to live the life that's true. Maybe you'll stop being so cutthroat. But in the meantime, dude, don't drop the soap. That's that piece.
All right. Oh, Miss Love Me Do.
Yeah,
kids love me, dude. You said don't drop the soap. You always manage to come up with, you either smooth or you're hilarious. And we certainly enjoyed that piece.
Well, thank you.
All right, Miss Nicole, that was off in the cold bar, a.k.a. Miss Love Me Do with Don't Drop the Soap. Man love in the chat room, Miss Nicole, getting mad love, Jay Crean and all of everybody is saying great job and they enjoy the
Love Me Do.
I just love that name for her, Love Me Do. I'm just so in love with that name. All right, Miss Nicole, thank you so much, sister.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, we're going to keep the show rolling here. And my co-host has a piece, so we're going to let him spit his piece. Mr. Stevie G is stepping up to the mic.
First of all, before I even do my piece, I just want to tell you, I listened to your video and watched your video. And anybody who hasn't heard or listened to the video, I honor, you need to throw the link out there so people can go check it out because it is really beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Stevie G. I
wanted to plug you a little bit because that was a lovely piece of work there. Anyway, the name of my poem is called The Dope You Can't Smoke.
The Dope You Can't Smoke.
That was almost as good a title as Don't Drop the Soap.
Yeah, yes, it was.
I have to write. The ink is the blood in my veins, coming out of me like downpours of rain. Like a pipe patient needing to smoke, lyric reflux causing me to choke. Lining up in my brain cells, I'm about to fixate. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, so I create poetry and song to infiltrate your soul. And yes, brothers and sisters of poetry, I'm 55 years old, old enough to have substance with lifelines of stories. I love my writing, but to God be the glory. Can I get a piece on your piece, please? Because writing to me is an infectious disease. It infects my fingertips. It infects my quivering lips. It infects my whole world. It infects the sensual side of my girl. It infects the me you see. It infects my soul emotionally. It infects the infections of my writing within. Is that possible? Infecting the infection more? Of course it is. And no antibiotic cure. Poetry and writing has knocked me to my knees, but I can hear poetry calling. Negro, get up. Do what you desire. Write poetry, please. My hands and knees are shaking to the point of fracture. That's how that poetry Jones can get at you. Break a brother down to a fetal position. Got mind and soul moving toward a head-on collision. Poetry, the food for my soul. Poetry, the heat for my cold. My soul is poetic, my pen to pad, magnetic. I'm writing lyrics and poetry, for I am a fiend, and every word I spit seems to push my poetry addiction to new heights. So I just take a taste and then take flight. Poetry, the dope you can't smoke, and that's my piece.
CBG, you know what? That piece was on fire.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you, Mr. John.
Yeah, then you're getting all the love. Yes, sir. You just wrote that piece, CBG.
Huh?
Did you say you just wrote that piece?
I wrote it a couple of days ago, yeah.
right now. Stevie D, you come smooth with it. That's all I got to say. That was pretty smooth, too.
Thank you,
I have a poetry joke. Stevie D, I am absolutely love this bit. Oh, you're getting all the love. All the love. I'm right down there with my co-host, y'all, bringing this. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We are going to, again, keep in rotation all of our artists who have fit in their tracks to the show. We kind of try to mix it up a little bit. And we're going to bring you another track from one of our brothers who I played earlier, Brother Hakeem Crampton, neo-soul spoken word artist from the Michigan area, with The Arrival featuring Big Tip, and then we'll be back with more poetry, y'all.
Gazing upon the page of lyrical sanctity, transcending time through neo-soul, creating gifts of wordplay with spoken word. I define the heavenly bliss of angelic nature, epitomize the foreplay that seduces the mind, unraveling the mysteries of ancient scrolls, seeking a multilingual dialect, Asiatic theology, channeling airwaves of melodic rhythm, kneeling before the thrones of the Almighty, chanting semantic cries for forgiveness, laying bare my soul's sins, shedding tears in desperation, reading midnight passages aboard the Underground Rail, seated next to biblical prophets in robes of praise, mentoring our downtrodden youth, resurrecting our imprisoned minds, educating a nation of gold mines, inspiring a movement of soul noise. I roll through that concrete stem and delivered sermons of neo-soul poetry, calculated the birthstone prophecy of my coming, to ride behind that Jewish lyrics of Jill Harmony, singing my dawn of sunrise with the blues of Selena Johnson, even Alicia played keys of my poetry through the words of Saul Williams and the flow of Black Ice. I am that theory of staccato drums, the philosophy of theologic rhyme. Let the light shine, unearthing my messianic incarnation. I am that one traveling through the mysterious time, traveled unraveling those mysteries. I am the one that was foretold upon the tongue of the soul that preceded us in death. R.I.P. to those that have left and unshed the earthly existence of my arrival. The dawn of existence has never been greater. Transcending this emotional plane, transcending the physical existence, lifting myself up in a way into the skies of the universe, traveling over the entirety of the oceans and the solar system, birth and glad existence. They have screamed and uttered their own realities inside my soul. They have revealed and unearthed the channels of discovery. I have been there from the very beginning, listening and praising and singing and foretelling of all of the arrivals that have.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We thank all of you who are hanging out with us in the chat room and also on the switchboard here and here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're going to keep the show going here and bring you another piece. I'm going to read. First, I'm going to take a sip of some.
Take a sip of some cognac that you got over there. Take a sip. You know you on cognac over there.
Perhaps never mentioned it.
That's right. We don't know. Don't pretend like it's water. And water don't make you laugh like that.
Yes. Oh, okay. You don't. Calm down. No. Now, I'm a naturally, you know, natural person that is just laugh for no reason at all sometimes. You know what? What I want to do, I'm going to take the next call, and then we'll come back with another piece here.
Okay.
All right, caller from the 313 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Eden CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, it's April Deep Aries. Hey, Michelle, and how's everybody doing out there?
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you come loud and clear.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Anyway, I will be doing a poem that, and I'm also, I just want to let everybody know that I will be a part of the Poetic Energy Radio Network on Sundays at 6 p.m. That's right after everybody's home. Right after everybody's home from church and ready to relax and prepare for Monday. The show is called The Biz and the Art of Plays. Now I will go on. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't know if we had a bad connection or not. But anyway, now I will go on into my poem, and it is called Maybe I Am Through with Love. Tina Turner said it best, who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? You must try to ignore that it means more than physical attraction. Face it, most are just after action. I attest, I am one of the real women demonstrated. But you want someone simple so you won't be intimidated. I could have one of the deepest and the strongest hearts ever created. It's full of passion, waiting to be elated. But it's a good heart, but relationships and romance just missed my mark. If I could just train myself like a song in the old movies to just be through with love, because it's, maybe it's not in my lifetime. The only person that knows that is the man above, and maybe it will happen in my afterlife. So, should I just enjoy the way the wind blows like the flying dove? Don't even expect anyone to call me or treat me in the way that I deserve or the way I should and the way I know I should, because some have really proven to not be so good. In the words of Miss Tina, who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? I am a queen, and I don't want to be anyone's game token. It's so hard because there is so much passion and love inside of me, ready to give, but not given to the unworthy, not ashamed to admit, fallen into celibacy. I still got my life to get live and my pride. So maybe I'm through with the hope of love, because only the man above can rescue me when everyone else were to forsake me. So maybe I'm through with love. Who needs a heart when a heart gets broken? I don't want to pay the price of being someone's game token, and I'm not. So I'm going to just live life and let live. Maybe I'm through with love. But if love comes, I open my heart, and I'm ready for it.
Is that your piece?
That's your piece?
Yes, that's my piece.
All right.
Hey, bro. No one, let me show you this love, sister. I got to say something about that, too. Hey, bro, that was a phenomenal piece that you put together. I mean,
thank
you, just,
ma'am.
You put it together just right.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I know it came from the heart.
Straight from the heart. Straight from the soul.
Exactly.
However deep it can come from.
All right. All right, you're repping your name well, Miss Deep Aries, because that was a deep piece, my sister. So appreciate you calling in and sharing your voice and also being one of our newest hosts on our Sunday segment with Biz Talk and Praise. This, you know, make sure you guys come in and tune in 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Sunday and check April out. I am so glad to welcome you into the Poetic Energy Network station family.
Yeah, and thank you, Michelle. You run a beautiful network, and I am happy to be a part of it, and I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, April. That was Miss April, Deep Aries. All right.
Thank you. I hope everybody has a good night, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the poets calling tonight.
All right. Yes, ma'am. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Good evening, 323. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
I believe it's the Oracle, my darling.
What's up, Oracle?
Hello from Hollywood.
Why are you sunshine when you call?
I can't help myself. I tell people I wake up like this, my darling. I have a piece to share with you tonight.
All right.
It's called Where Are You? That which brought me such great joy and peace has been a stranger for far too long. That peace that settled in those few years ago. The peace that brought revelations, pure and unpure, whole and disjointed, full of hope and empty of despair. That which brought me such peace expands before me, rippling wet fingers of experience, exposed and hidden in the deep beneath the surface of the storm. That which once brought me joy invites my spirit, calls all to my soul heart, asking, where are you? Where have you been? Shall I say I have been living? Shall I say I have loved and been loved? Shall I say I have seen the road along my journey? Shall I say I have arrived? That which gave me such joy and peace deserves an answer. I shall say, I am here. And that's that piece.
All right.
Oracle, you know how we got to do it.
Oh, bless you, sister. Bless you. Oh, you're so awesome. I was standing watching the ocean here in Santa Monica, California, and remembering back when I was in Hawaii, Maui, in 2003. Now, this piece was written actually probably in 2008, but it was written because I was remembering having been on Cliff's Edge in Maui, Hawaii, and watching the waters out in front of me, and they were calling to me, come back, come back. So the fact that I've done this piece today says that it's time for me to start considering going back to Hawaii again. Oh, yeah, it'll be the fourth time. I love me some Hawaii.
Man love. I know you can see man love in the chat room, Oracle.
Oh,
that
God bless you.
Piece. You actually drew me in to wherever you were when you wrote that piece. I so love that when poetry does that to you.
Oh, God bless you, sister. Thank you so much for the compliment. May I give a quick shout-out for an event that's coming up this weekend?
Yes, ma'am. Plug it away.
And also, we're working, this is as an aside, because I'm hoping that you'll be able to call in on this. We're doing the Los Angeles Black Book Expo at the L.A. Convention Center. The expo is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but yours truly, the Oracle, I'm hosting the Poetry Spoken Word Division, and that's open from 1:30 to 7 p.m., and we're going to do Ustream, live Ustream, so I'll be able to, I'll get that information to you, Ms. Poetic Energy, because I would love for you to call in, and you could share something on, you'll be live on Ustream all the way from California, at the Los Angeles Black Book Expo, so I'm really excited about that. We're still working out the kinks.
Okay, yeah, I've been looking for your email because I definitely plan on being there, you know, just to represent, you know, us and to support.
I'm so excited.
The 1:30 to 7 p.m., I just want everybody to know that you are on Pacific Standard Time.
That's right. California, Pacific Standard Time.
Because, I want, if you guys can make it and support, then definitely we'll share that information with you guys as quick as we get it. To all the listeners and all of you us hanging out on the chat room. I mean, switchboard and a
God bless you, Sister Girl. And I just want to remind everybody, I, too, have a show on Sundays at 3 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's only a half-an-hour show. And this week I'll be interviewing Miss Karen Stackfield. She's an author and a poet, and I call her a mistress chef. Instead of a master chef, because she's a female and not a man, she's a mistress chef. Girl, she just did my book signing recently. She can throw down vegetarian jambalaya. Oh my goodness, the girl can cook her buns off.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I know you've got scant minutes left to your show, and I shan't take up any more time, but I do love you so dearly. Thank you always for the opportunity. You are always so gracious and always so accommodating. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Oracle, always. All right. That was the Oracle, y'all. Oracle, if you want to put your show information in, we definitely fellowship and encourage people to fellowship so they'll have the link.
Thank you. I'm doing it right now as we speak. I don't type as fast as I used to. There's so many things we used to do so quickly when we were younger, you know?
Tell me about it.
All right, we're going to take the next poet, which is my co-host. He's coming with another piece, and then we'll take the next person on the line. Co-host, step it up to the mic.
You know, I owe a lot to music, so everything that I do is usually inspired by music. So I wrote this piece. It's in my book. It's called Eardrops. You've heard it before, but I want to do it again. The name of the piece is Eardrops. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Do the words ring a bell? They are to Moody's Move for Love, and I know them very well. My mom played it all my life, along with Dakota Staton's Give Me the Simple Life. Listen to the content in the lyric. Not only should your ears, but your heart should hear it. You just can't bob your head and vibe to a beat, the lyric of the song or the real heartbeat. Think about the songs back in the day. I know I can't forget, and they went this way. Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? And between love and hate, there's a thin line. And if you don't know me by now, oh yeah, and bet you by golly wow, sparkle in your eyes and my, 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 my. Is that taking you back? How about the temp singing Psychedelic Shack? Let's soften it up a touch with Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye. And take it way to hell back with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. These songs are embedded in the archives of my memories. Turn back the hands of time and Sam Cooke's You Send Me. Earth, Wind, and Fire said keep your head to the sky, and then they gave you the reasons why. And let's not leave out Brother Luther Vandross. He didn't sing this, but we're closer than close. But he did sing If Only for One Night, and how the hell could we forget Skin Tight? This is my little blast from the past, just a little history for that ass. I'll come back another day, but for today, I did it my way. And that's my piece.
Oh, baby G, yes, you did. All right, about Stephen G. You did it your way and did it well, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep the show going. We got 9 more minutes remaining in the show, so we are going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 513 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
That is Romeo D. Natty.
Hey, Romeo, how you doing this evening, dear sir?
Oh, I'm maintaining. That was a hot piece. That was hot.
Thank you, bro.
How y'all feeling?
Oh, we're doing well. How about yourself?
I'm maintaining. I'm doing good.
All right. What you going to do for us?
I wanted to do a piece off my coming soon album. It's a single I'm doing. It's called It's Not That Complicated.
All right.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. You're more than just a pretty face. To me, you're the definition of a blessing. From the encouraging words that you say to your phenomenal, prophetic, poetic poetry that I want to replay. Your happiness and smile brightens my day. You make me want to say words that I wouldn't expect myself to say, and I think that's crazy. It must be in love like D and Jay-Z, because I call you my baby, so baby, please forgive me for being on air, telling you how I feel for thee, but it's me trying to be as real as I can be. Yes, 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 I want us to be we. I want you to be with me. I want to see you in my dreams. And after I wake, I open my eyes. I thank the Lord for shining the sun and for your beautiful presence playing next to me. The most wonderful presence next to the Holy Spirit is your essence, and it covers me. I will travel this earth to be with you. My thoughts are just the beginning of what I will do for you. While we build our royal, you know, in the dynasty up 100 times too. They'll come be my perfect too. Save for Adam and Eve, but they were created by the hands of God so that I can see, so that leaves you and me. That single thought already has me smiling, because I found someone that might have been trapped on an island with. Her passion is my trip to paradise. A chocolate big booty chick would his might make it more nice, maybe, but that's just a bonus, because all I need is you. So you're all I want. I said this twice before. I want to be the smell in your funk. I'm not sure how much closer we can get without incorporating metaphysics. Your lips, too sweet just to kiss. That's why I savor your flavor. From your eyes to your heels. If you can count from 100 to 0, I promise every second unexplainable sweet sensation is what you will feel. From your hair to your nape. Down your back, tingling your spine. You've been fed in your derriere as I kiss your right shoulder from behind with every intention to make you mine. Bless you so good it makes you blind, but only for a few moments. You're feeling so magnificent in the moments. They that said real love is magnificent, this is what they meant, which explains to me why I want to be with you. But sometimes how it feels unexplainable. I can't simply say what would Jesus do. But if I was him and he was I think he would be with you too. Because I know I would die for you, my baby, my true. Hey, boo, smile for me. If my smile is because of you. I want to lift your glass and toast to you. Have your grape juice bubble up and burst for me. Drink you till you're thirsty. And have you on more thirst. For me, like simply lemonade on a rainy day going outside to play, I leave you soaked from your lips to your throat to your lips to your toes. I do things to you, and only God knows. Tell you things that resemble revealing my soul. Hold on to my shoulders while I wrap my arms around your waist. Not a drip out of an ounce of your love will I waste. I can smell your fragrance, I can feel your taste. But beyond that, your heart is my place. So I ask you when the time is right, can I forever tell you good night? That's my thought.
All right.
Have mercy, Romeo.
Thank you.
Well, you definitely, too bad you're not signed in the chat room because you're getting some serious mad love. But Lord have mercy, Romeo, every time you come by,
thank you. That's a sad.
The perfect name for you.
I'm just trying to share my thoughts.
Yes, you did it well. You shared your thoughts well. We so appreciate you for coming through.
Oh, you got a fine show going on. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was trying to call in earlier.
Well, we're glad you called us.
I called in last night's show, but it was like at the last minute. Y'all play that Chris Brown track or something? Look at me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, y'all get it in.
All right, we so appreciate you, and you know, hoping you can come through and make it in on Wednesday's night show next week, if it's possible.
Most definitely, I'll definitely try to get through there.
All right, that was Mr. Romeo on the mic. Yes, sir. Woo, he did it, man. What do you do after that? You know. We have 2 more minutes remaining in the show, and I'm just going to take this moment just to thank everyone for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and Stevie G. Thank all the people that's hanging out with us on the switchboard as well as in the chat room. I'm just going to recap that we're now running 7 shows, 7 days a week. On Monday nights, we have our live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. On Tuesday night, we have Here's to Your Health. And then on Wednesday night, we have the Strong Island Central Sheets, which is at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the other shows are 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have Thursday, obviously this night, our Thursday night open mic hype. And then Fridays, we have our spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix, which airs at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Saturday, we have On the Way with Yeshua. That show airs at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturday, we have, I'm sorry, that was Saturday. On Sunday, we have Miss April Deep Aries Garner with Biz Talk and Playwrights. And that is our rundown for shows for the duration. So if you get an opportunity to tune in to each one of those shows, we promise you we'll have a good time and get something helpful and educational. And we just love you all for tuning in and being a great support to the Poetic Energy Network station. We love you. We love you. We love you. And please come back again and share with us on any one of our shows with either one of our hosts. We have some great hosts. We have... like I said, Ms. Dig Deep, April Gardner, Ms. Strong Island. We have Lamar Staples, Mr. Stevie D, myself, Hey Queen, and Ms. Dr. Doris Martin School. Those are all of our hosts and co-hosts for right now. We do expect some more co-hosts to be joining us here on the team as well. But we'll keep you abreast of what we're doing because we're doing some other things, and we're not going to take up the time to talk about it, but we'll talk to you later, and good night, and mwah, 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 mwah. Everybody have a great evening because I'm going to have a great good night's sleep all because of Romeo. Do you have anything to say?
Good night, y'all. I'm straight. I'm going to sleep, too, in a little while. But it ain't going to be because
night.
Of Romeo. I'll let y'all ladies. Good night.
Good night, everyone. And we're going to take it out, Jazzy, for ya. Yes, 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 yes. Like I always play,